This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, June 30th. God's word for you today is fixed focus. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, and it says, "We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne." To finish strong, the fifth thing is you must keep your focus on Jesus and not your circumstances. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end." Pastor, how do I survive all this? Keep your eyes on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from start to finish and everything in between. Some time ago, I had a personal trainer. After training, typically, we will do balancing exercises. My balance was really bad at that time, but it is really good now, thank God. It was so bad that when I stand on one leg and do the things it tells me to do, I will be wobbling and shaking. Then my trainer shared a secret with me. He said, "Find a fixed object and keep your eyes on it. Keeping your eyes on the fixed object will help you balance." Guess what? Every time I was struggling with my balance, keeping my eyes on that fixed object helped me balance. And that is what the Bible is saying to you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. The storms will come, but keep your eyes on Jesus. Do not focus on your situation. Focus on your Savior. Corrie ten Boom in our book, The Hiding Place, says, "If you look to the world, you will be distressed. If you look within, you will be depressed. If you look to Christ, you will be at rest." Meanwhile, motivational speakers are telling us to look within. However, most times when we look within, we become depressed because what is within sometimes is very depressing. But when we look to Christ, we will be at rest. Jonah chapter 2 verse 7 says, "When I had lost all hope, I turned my thoughts once more to the Lord." Do you think you're losing hope, or have you lost hope? Turn your thoughts again to the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 3 to 4 says, "Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people, then you won't become weary and give up. After all, you have not yet given your lives in your struggle against sin." Keep your focus on Jesus. Folks have asked how I survive all the storms. It is by keeping my focus on Jesus. The real test of your faith is when life stinks. Anybody can have faith when everything is going well. But the real test of faith, family, and friends is when life stinks. How do you know your family is your family? The Bible says a brother is made for adversity. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. Please read. Family is family because when you go through problems, your family sticks with you. Guess what? There is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. The true test of friendship is when your life stinks. Who are the people around you when life stinks? Those are your friends and family. Let us pray. Father, help me keep my focus on Jesus and not on the storms. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.